We are encouraged by the examples of others who have put Jehovah first in their lives. Now we will have the opportunity to get better acquainted with our circuit overseer, Brother Mika Klevikowski and his wife Joelle. Let's listen as Brother George Collison from the Primrose Congregation conducts this interview.
Well, you and I know that there's only one way you can get to know someone. Ask questions. They give you answers. So let's get to know our new circuit overseer a little better by the same practice. So we'll ask them a few questions and they are graciously agreed to answer them. Now, before I start, both of them had similar experiences in their background as to where they are right now. So for the first couple of questions, I'll direct it to one and the answer we get applies for both. So first, let's start with Mika. Would like to know, what made you decide to enter full-time service?
Well, both for Joelle and I, all four of our parents are in the truth. They raised us in the truth. We're very grateful for that. And they encouraged us to set the full-time ministry as a career. They would also regularly open their homes and show hospitality to brothers and sisters, many visiting ones who were in the full-time service. And so this left a good impression on both of us. It's interesting that when I was a teenager, brother and sister Walker, who are visiting here this weekend from Bethel, were visiting the assembly in Thunder Bay, where I was with my parents. Cool. And we had them over for a meal, and I can still remember Brother Walker's advice was, when it comes to applying for privileges in Jehovah's organization, he said, just apply for as many as you can, like Bethel or Building or SKE now, and then let Jehovah decide how and where he will use us, and I've always appreciated that advice.
Yeah, that's something we can all learn from. Now, to you, Joelle, I'd like to direct the next question to you. What challenges have you experienced and what has helped you to endure them?
Well, we've experienced some health challenges, our own and those of family members. But learning from others and how they prayed and relied on Jehovah through different trials has helped us to see the benefit and the peace you get from Jehovah when doing this. Also, when dealing with anxieties, each of us have really tried to recognize our individual limitations. Learning to take one day at a time has helped, and asking Jehovah for wisdom to help for us to keep things in perspective.
Good. That's some sort of advice we can also use. But in talking to you, you also mentioned that there was another challenge. Could you tell us briefly about that?
Another challenge is living quite a distance from our families, as we've moved several different times in different assignments. But what's helped us has been maintaining good communication with both our families and by making the local congregations we've been a part of, and now this circuit, our family too.
Well, we'd like to welcome you into our circuit. Brothers, what do you think? Would you like to have them? So, Mika, what theocratic events stand out in your mind?
Well, both Joelle and I appreciate that we were able to spend the first 2.5 years of marriage at Bethel. No, we learned a lot working there. We learned a lot from other Bethelites, other married couples. We've also both been able to attend the Pioneer Service School 4 times and 3 times together as a couple, which was a real treat for us. And then exactly 5 years ago right now, one of our highlights together and a real gift from Jehovah was being able to attend the School for Kingdom Evangelizers in Montreal.
Wow. And we're curious, what assignment did you get after the SKE?
Well, our assignment from school was to assist with the development of the Mohawk language in Montreal.
Wow. So, Joelle, did you guys speak the language before that?
In fact, we didn't even realize it was a language. You know, often people tend to refer to Mohawk as a hairstyle. But you know, George, we really loved that assignment. We assisted the elderly translators aged 79 to 94 with the computer work for for the translation team, and we were part of a Mohawk group that had a language class of 26 brothers and sisters ranging in age from 7 years old to 80 years old. So we found the whole experience very humbling and are so grateful to have been a part of sharing the good news of the Creator with the Mohawk people in the language of their heart.
Oh, that's amazing. It's nice to and very encouraging to see that Jehovah can use anyone in any role that fulfills his purposes.
Yes, so, George, if he can use us, he can use anyone.
Okay. That's good to hear. So, Mika, let me ask you, what convinces you that Jehovah is directing this organization?
Well, one thing that Joelle and I always found very encouraging when we were part of the Mohawk group was that we would always receive specific direction directly from the branch when it came to, for example, having the memorial translated into the Mohawk language and to hold it right in the Mohawk-speaking community. The same for the special talk. It was always the branch that would give us that direction. And same with translation projects. The branch was very hands-on when it came to projects that they wanted the translation team to work on. And this built our confidence that Jehovah was not leaving any stone unturned when it came to reaching the indigenous people of Canada with the truth.
Good. How about you, Joelle?
Well, also getting to know brothers and sisters who love Jehovah and who are working so hard for him, and then hearing their experiences, seeing how Jehovah supports and loves them, convinces me how unique Jehovah's people are as a worldwide family and that he is directing this organization.
That's very true. But you mentioned that there was some other evidences. Could you give us a little brief view of that?
Well, yes, attending a special convention last year in the Ukraine and an international convention this past summer in Phoenix has been a wonderful blessing. Experiencing the love, the unity, the hospitality and self-sacrifice of so many brothers and sisters who we never met before, but who treated us like family was very moving. We knew that our brothers and sisters were doing all of this because they love Jehovah. So Meek and I really encourage anyone who has the opportunity to apply for one of these conventions to do so.
Yeah, that is very true. So let me start with you, Joelle, on this next question. How has your faith grown during your time in the traveling work?
Well, meeting such a variety of brothers and sisters and hearing their stories of how Jehovah found them, drew them into his family, and how he has helped them to endure has strengthened my faith. Sorry. Whichever congregation we visit, we're so encouraged and humbled as we see ones who are trying their best to serve Jehovah. You know, being part of this beautiful family who love and help and support each other, we feel, as it says in Psalm 126 and 3, Jehovah has done great things for us and we're overjoyed.
Thank you for your heartfelt comment. How about you, Mika?
Every week when we visit the congregations, we find it so encouraging to see new Bible students, new publishers, newly baptized ones like we saw 6 today. And it's such clear evidence that the preaching work is far from over, but rather Jehovah is speeding it up. And we're seeing experiences like that throughout the circuit. And one specific thing that Joelle and I like to do at the beginning of every week is we start the week off by praying to Jehovah together specifically to help us find someone that we can give commendation to, someone that we can give perhaps specific encouragement to or to give a listening ear to. And then that helps both of us to seize opportunities to make friends with the brothers and sisters that we meet.
Yes, you're really truly setting an encouraging and fine example for all of us. But Mika, do you have any words for your brothers and sisters in the circuit?
Well, Joelle and I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank all of you for making us feel very welcome, like part of the family. Although we're far away from home in Ontario, we feel right at home with you, brothers and sisters. So thank you.
Good. You know what your applause says? Your applause says that you'd like to get to know them better. So you know what? The next time they visit, work with them, visit with them, talk to them. And you know what? This way we'll draw them into our family.
Thank you, Brother Collison, for that encouraging interview.